So Skagway is going to inbound here. Hannah into Haley, who gets it across half court. She finds Zoe, who finds Jade right at the free throw line. Jade's going to put it up. No good, but she gets her own rebound, and she's got the putback for two. So Skagway starts with a quick 2 points, 21-10, with Skagway with the lead. Kolak has the ball at the top of the key. Makes a little ball fake and then dribbles right around everybody, tries to put it up, but that's no good. And then Triona gets the rebound out to Kehlani Stockton, up to Jewel, who pulls up at the free throw line to put it in. That's no good. And Zoe with the rebound.
I'm going to 15 was over her back, but went off Zoe's foot. And so Kowak's getting the outbound pass here. And I think that was a little lackadaisical on the ref's part. But
oh, nice block by Zoe. Tiona ends up with the rebound, and she's got the putback. So that's 2 points for Kloak, 21-12. Skagway with the lead, 7 minutes, 20 seconds left in the third quarter. They get it to Jade, who gets it over to Zoe, who's going to pull up at the free throw line. She puts it up and in. So two more points for Skagway. No pressure by Skagway, but Kloak is putting on a little bit of backcourt pressure. So Kloak gets the ball, and Jewel's going to push the ball into the key. It gets batted away by Haley, but Haley falls down, and then Kowak puts the shot up, and that's good. So 23-14, Skagway with the lead, 6 minutes, 52 seconds left in this third quarter. A little bit of backcourt pressure by Kowak. The ball gets over to Zoe, now back over to Haley. They're across half court now. Haley to Zoe. Zoe doesn't have her balance. She's still got her dribble, but she passes to Haley, who finds Jade, who's got Hannah wide open. She gets a 15-footer up and good. 6 minutes, 30 seconds left, 25-14, Skagway with the lead. Kloak inbounding, no pressure by Skagway, so they just kind of walk the ball up. They get across half court. Jewel with the ball, looking for offense. She finds Kehlani Stockton, gets it over to Tiona. Tiona dribbles up at the top of the key. Tightly guarded by Skagway. She goes all the way around to the corner and then picks up her dribble, so she's cut off there. She gets it out to Kehlani Stockton, back over to Tiona. She's going to make a move to the basket. Jade's right there. Tiona makes a shot, but it doesn't even come close to the rim. I think Kara got that rebound past Haley.
Kara did get that rebound.
Tries to get Jade. Jade recovers. Not a good shot. Not a really good offensive set there for Skagway. So Kowak gets the rebound across half court. Kehlani Stockton with the ball. Over to Eden Shaw. Eden Shaw, right?
Sure. She is right now. Back to Jewel for three, and it's no good.
Nice block out by Jade. She gets the rebound over to Kara. Kara gets it across half court, who finds Jade, who's thankfully crossed the half court line. Oh, Haley's going to put up a little shot, but that's no good. It's out of bounds. Well, they say it's out of bounds on Kara. So Kowak's going to get the ball under Skagway's basket. Sorry, that was Courtney Guthrie, not Eden Shaw. Over to Tiona. She just wants to shoot from way out there. And nice defense by Jade. Tiona puts one up, but there's air ball. Oh, and a bad pass. Jewel recovers. She puts a shot up and no good. Hannah with the rebound. She gets the ball to Haley, who's guarded by Tiona, and pass to Hannah. She gets it across half court. She finds Jade at the free throw line. Jade goes up for two, but too strong. It bounces right off the backboard. Kara recovers and puts it up and in. 4 minutes, 45 seconds left, 27-14. Skagway with the lead. Here comes Kloak across half court. Jewel with the ball. She's looking for somewhere to go. Kehlani Stockton to Tiona. She's going to try to make a move and then picks up and passes to Kehlani, who takes a couple dribbles in, and she banks one in from just in front of the free throw line. So 27-16, 4 minutes, 18 seconds left. A little bit of pressure by Skagway. Hannah inbounds to Zoe, back to Hannah, who gets it to Jade. Back to Hannah, over to Haley. Over to Hannah. She gets Jade at the free throw line. Jade tries to make a move, but they've got too many defenders down there, so she kicks it back out to Haley, who finds Zoe. Zoe's going to put one up, almost in, but no. Kowak with the rebound. So they're going to push the ball. Number 12 with the ball, and she passes to somebody who's not even looking, so the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Skagway ball on the sideline in the backcourt. Kowak with a little bit of pressure. And she finds Zoe. It was not a great pass, so Zoe had trouble getting there, but she did get it. Hannah's going to pull up for a three-pointer off the backboard and the rim, and no good. Kloak with the rebound. Kehlani Stockton's going to push the ball. She finds herself trapped by Hannah at the sideline, and it gets tipped out. It's out on Hannah. So Kloak's going to inbound at the sideline right around half court. Gets it into Jewel. She's going to set up the offense. Over to Tiona. Oh, she shoots one from way far away. No good. Jade can't quite get the rebound. She didn't have position. She tipped it out of bounds, so it's going to be Kloak ball under the Kloak basket. Gets into Kehlani Stockton. Over to Jewel, who's going to put one up. No good off the front of the rim.
Oh, Kloak player. Wrestling for the same ball.
Number three puts one up. Nothing. Hannah with the rebound. And she's pushed by Kehlani Stockton. Wait, what? What?
They were going to say that she was on the line there. I'm going to...
Okay, so that wasn't a foul.
Oh, and then Zoe gets her with her body.
They inbound the ball to number 12, and I think Zoe was going to try to tip that pass away, but she ended up getting the player on the body. So that's a foul on Zoe. That's
her third personal.
Wow. So Kloak inbounds, and they find Jewel at the top of the key, and Tiona way behind the three-point line. She puts one up, no good. Hannah with the rebound. She gets it over to Zoe, who gets it to Haley. She's guarded by Tiona. Nice screen by Zoe. They get it to tries to get it to Hannah, but that pass is just too high.
They got to control their passes. Haley thought she was about 7 feet tall there, but Hannah is not that tall. We wish.
2 minutes, 48 seconds left. Skagway still with the lead, 27-16. Kloak with the ball, and they pass it away and out of bounds. So Hannah's going to inbound at the sideline. She's right about half court.
A little bit of pressure. Not much.
Gets it to Jade. Hannah comes inbounds, and she gets the pass. Over to Haley at the top of the key. Over to Hannah. Gets Jade down at the block. Nice little move by Jade. She kind of throws it up, and it goes in. That's two more points for Jade, so 29-16. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Kloak with the ball. Up at the top of the key. Over to Tiona. Oh, I thought she was going to shoot one. She was all the way over by the sideline. I do not like that call. Jade was, she was set. She was right there at the block. Tiona dribbled around her, ran into her, put the basketball up, and it went in, and they called a blocking foul on Jade.
That's Jade's third personal. They're saying she got her with the hip, but Jade's not arguing.
So Tiona's going to put the ball up for a three-point play. And that's good. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left in the third quarter, 29-19. Skagway with the lead.
A little bit of pressure.
Hannah finds Jade, who finds Zoe. She gets it across half court, picks up the dribble. That was over and back because Hannah didn't establish herself on the
other side of the line.
They have a tendency to pass the ball backwards. And Kloak
just did the same exact thing.
So turnover for Skagway, then a turnover for Kloak. So it's going to be Skagway ball right about the half-court line. Somebody's called timeout here. Must be Skagway.
Skagway has called a 30-second timeout.
And we have 29-19. So fouls for this half.
We've got
two team fouls for Skagway, none for Kloak.
We've got Kara with one, Zoe with three, one for Hannah, and three for Jade.
So we need Zoe and Jade to just be careful. Coach O'Daniel's down there giving them a pep talk. Both teams take the court. Coach O'Daniel is not going to let them be late from a timeout again. So Hannah inbounds to Jade, who inbounds or gets it back to Hannah. Back over to Haley. They're going to set the offense up. Over to Hannah. Nice little ball fake. Gets it to Zoe at the elbow. She's going to put it up. That looks good, but off the front of the rim, and Kloak with the rebound. We're just not boxing out. Jewel is going to push the ball. She tries to find number three, but does not get her a good pass, so it goes out of bounds. Hannah's going to inbound at the baseline under Kloak's basket. Kloak's putting on some pressure. Hannah finds Zoe, who almost traveled, but she gets it to Haley, who gets it across half court. Over to Jade.
Bad pass by Haley.
And Hannah puts one in or up, but no good. And Kloak with the rebound, but she throws it out of bounds.
And it's Skagway ball.
Well, we got that call to go our way. She just didn't have a good grip on the ball and went out of bounds. So Haley's going to inbound under Skagway's basket. She finds Hannah, who tries to get Zoe, but Zoe's not looking for the ball, so it gets tipped away, and now it's Kloak ball, bringing the ball at the backcourt. Skagway's getting set up on defense. She finds Kehlani Stockton at the free throw line. She was wide open, but she didn't shoot. Tiona, of course, is going to launch one, and Jade gets the rebound. Over to Haley. Full court pressure by Kloak. Haley is dribbling into corner. She had Hannah wide open, but there's Hannah recovers. She's going to get it across half court. So Skagway's called for backcourt violation, 10 seconds. Tiona was on the ground. What looked like maybe an injury, but she's still on the court, so I think she's okay. Kowalka is going to inbound. Coach O'Daniel down there being ever the entertainer, making everyone laugh.
1 minute, 5 seconds left in the third.
Kloak inbounds. They've got Jewel at the top of the key. She's going to drive through the basket. That looked like a carry. Nice block by Zoe. So Skagway gets the ball. Haley to Hannah. Hannah's going to get the ball across half court. What? I don't know what that call was.
That was on Jade. I think they're calling her for a block, or she was screening and she shifted to the side, or
gotcha.
Wasn't a real clean one.
Like a moving screen. I totally missed that one. So Kloak inbounds and then shoots. Zoe with the rebound. Kloak tries to tie it up, but they're going to call a foul. And that's on Kehlani Stockton. So 43 seconds left in the third quarter, 29-19, Skagway with the lead. That's Kehlani's third foul?
Yes, that's her third foul. We got two with three.
So Kloak with some full court pressure. Hannah gets it into Zoe, who's going to get it across half court. She doesn't have numbers, so she needs it. She pulls up, and she's going to shoot. No good, but Al Weber, who has subbed in for Jade, she gets position, and she's fouled by number 24, Courtney Guthrie. So great job by Al getting position in there, blocking out. So Hannah's going to inbound under the Skagway basket.
We need to get open.
She finds Haley at the free throw line. She takes one dribble, pulls up, gets it to Zoe.
Oh, Hannah's wide open.
Oh, they didn't get it to Hannah. Quite nice little ball fake. Hannah puts one up, and that's in. 31-19, 26 seconds left in the third quarter. Kloak bringing the ball up. They get across half court. Courtney Guthrie puts one up, and that's no good. Zoe with the rebound. She gets it to Hannah, who gets it to Haley. A little bit of pressure. They gets it to Zoe across half court. Over to Kara. She's going to put one up. And that's nothing but net for Kara. 33-19, Skagway with the lead. And that's the end of the third quarter. Another tough battle for Skagway in that third quarter. Kloak is coming out with a lot of aggressiveness and intensity, but we're maintaining where I don't think we're taking good enough care of the ball, but, you know, they're making it happen. We've got Jade sitting on the bench right now with four fouls, which is tough for us because she's definitely a presence down low, but Al Weber has subbed in for her, and she's doing a great job down low. Team fouls for the second half. Skagway's got three. Kloak with two.
The refs aren't quite sure who has possession of the ball.
Looks like we think it's Kloak. Everybody's set up over there. So,
oh, Al's bleeding.
Already? So, start of the the fourth quarter, we've got Skagway with 33, Kluwak with 19. Kluwak gets the possession arrow, so they inbound to Jewel at the top of the key. So we've got Kiara Selmer on the floor right now. They get it out to Tiona. Over to Jewel at the top of the key. She's going to take a couple dribbles in. She tries to get it out to Edenshaw. But the pass wasn't quite on target, so it goes out of bounds. Hannah's going to inbound in the backcourt on the sideline. Pressure by Kluwak. Zoe with the ball.
Oh.
And she travels.
Somebody said wolf, and she picked that ball up, and her legs were still moving.
Okay, so Kluwak inbounds at the half-court line. Jewel with the ball. She gets it to the top of the court, drives down to the left side. She pulls up and puts one in. That's a three-pointer for Jewel. So 33-22, Skagway with the lead, 7 minutes and 30 seconds left in the half, in the game.
And Zoe is called for travel yet again here. She's shuffling her feet there, dragging that left foot.
So Kluwak inbounds in the backcourt. Jewel's going to bring it across the half-court line. Moves it over to the right side. They find 24 down low. She's guarded by Kara, and she gets the roll on that one, and it goes in. So 33-24, Skagway with the lead. Zoe with the ball back to Hannah. Hannah gets it across half-court. She's guarded by Tiona. She dribbles. She's fouled by Tiona. I don't really know where she was going with that, but she picked up the foul. So Hannah's going to inbound on the sideline in front of the Skagway bench. She finds Al Weber. Over to Haley at the top of the key. Back to Hannah. Over to Haley. Think they're going to get that offense set up. They find Zoe at the elbow. She's going to put it up off the back of the rim. And Kara with the rebound. She's got a putback, but it's blocked. And it goes out of bounds, so that's out of bounds on Kluwak. It's going to be Skagway ball at the baseline under the Skagway basket. Hannah O'Daniels to inbound. She finds Zoe, who gets it back to Hannah, who's going to put it up. Oh, off the front of the rim, Kehlani Stockton with a rebound. I think she's carrying that ball.
She is definitely carrying that ball.
They get it to Edenshaw, back to Jewel, who's going to put it up from behind the three-point line off the back of the rim. And Haley tries to get the rebound. Good hustle by Haley, but it just goes off the tips of her fingers and out of bounds. Jade's going to go back into the game.
We've got 6:32 left in the fourth.
Al Weber to come back off. Kluwak inbounds under their basket to Kehlani, to Jewel, who puts one in. That is a deep two, so that's 33-26, Skagway still with the lead. They get the ball into Jade and then back to Hannah. She gets it across half court, over to Haley. To Jade at the free throw line. The pass wasn't great.
Jade brought it down, tried to go back up, and
that's
she just
why
can't
I don't,
bring it down.
Yeah, that's why I don't like that little underhanded layup. It's you got to go up strong. A Kluwak puts one up, no good. They get the rebound.
Skagway's got to get in there and get those rebounds.
Over to Tiona. Haley tips it away, but Tiona recovers. Back to Jewel at the top of the key. Over to 13. She puts one up in there, not even close to the bucket. It goes out of bounds. 5 minutes, 43 seconds left in the game. 33-26. Hannah's going to inbound. She finds Jade. Back to Hannah, who's double-teamed. She gets it to Haley. They get it across half-court. Haley dribbles it in, puts it up for two. No good, but Jade is there with the rebound, and she's fouled. Thank you for that call. I was afraid they weren't going to make it. Kehlani Stockton just grabbed onto her arm, so she went up for the shot and is fouled, so Jade's going to go to the line for two free throws. 5 minutes, 30 seconds left in the game, 33-26. Jade with the first free throw. She puts that one up off the back of the rim. No good. Kluwak makes the substitution. Kehlani Stockton comes out. She's got four fouls. So Jade gets the ball for free throw number two. It goes up. So Kluwak is called for a lane violation. Luckily for Jade, because that free throw did not go in. So she's going to get another try at free throw number two. 33-26. Skagway with the lead. And that one's good. 5 minutes, 31 seconds left, 34-26. Skagway with the lead. Kluwak's got the ball. They get it across half court. Jewel picks up her dribble. Hannah's on her. They find number 30 at the free throw line. They kick it out to, she walked with that ball. She took about four little shuffle steps before she launched it. It was no good. It hits the support, so that's out of bounds. Hannah's going to inbound at the baseline. She's looking for Jade. Gets Jade. A little bit of pressure by Tiona. She passes over to Haley, who gets it across half court. She finds Zoe at the free throw line. Nobody's moving. And the ball gets loose. Kluwak recovers, so they have the ball in the backcourt. They're going to dribble up and get their offense set up. Skagway's back on defense. Tiona with the ball. Little ball fake. Drives to the hoop. Puts it up and in. So 34-28, 4 minutes, 44 seconds left. Hannah gets it to Zoe. And that's a foul. Thank you for that. Jewel snuck up behind Zoe with the ball, and she gets called for a reaching foul. So 4 minutes, 37 seconds left, 34-28, Skagway with the lead. Hoping to make something happen on offense. Hannah with the ball, nice little ball fake. She's going to put one up, and that's no good. Zoe tries to recover, and she gets it into Jade, who gets it to Kara, over to Hannah. Gets Jade down low at the block. Jade, I just want her to go up strong. She's trying to flip that ball into the basket. It was no good, but we get the rebound. They find Jade again. Go up strong. And she loses it, but Zoe recovers. Everybody's on the ground, and she has a chance to put it up, but that's no good.
Oh, and then...
Kluwak tried to get the rebound, but it slipped out of their hands and out of bounds, thankfully for us. So we're going to inbound under our own basket. Haley with the ball. Looking to find somebody open. She finds Hannah, who's open. She puts one up. No good. Haley with the rebound. She puts it back. No good. And the Kluwak...
And she traveled.
Okay.
That was a good call.
Yeah, Jewel with the rebound, but then she just moved those feet too soon. So Skagway with the ball. 4 minutes left, 34-28. Hannah finds Jade at the block.
She's getting hammered down there, but they're not calling it.
Yeah, Kluwak had about three players on her. Kluwak makes a substitution. Number 12 comes in for number 30. Kluwak with the ball in the backcourt. They're going to bring it across half court. 3 minutes, 53 seconds left. 34-28, Skagway with the lead. Jewel pulls up, tries to put one in. No good. Jade with the rebound. Haley gets it to Hannah. She's double-teamed, finds Zoe. Zoe's going to put it up. No good off the back of the rim. Jed with the rebound. She tries to put it back up and in, but no good.
Hit the back of the basket, so they're calling it Kluwak ball.
Zoe tried to recover, and she threw it back in, but it hit the backboard.
It was a good hustle.
So it's Kluwak ball under the Skagway basket. 3 minutes, 30 seconds left. Kluwak with the ball at the top of the key. She's going to push. We better play defense. She puts it up. No good. And Haley with the rebound. And she gets it to Zoe, who gets it to Hannah. They've got pressure in the backcourt. Haley with the ball. She gets it to Hannah, who gets it to Jade across half court. And she's fouled by number 3. So 3 minutes, 12 seconds left. Still 34-28. Hannah's going to inbound at the sideline. She finds Kara, who's fouled on the shot. So I don't know if you can hear the crowd, but it's pretty tough to play Kluwak when wearing Ketchikan because they have a pretty strong contingent. It's almost like playing a game in Kluwak. So Kara goes to the line for two. She gets the ball for shot number one and puts that one up off the rim and out. And here comes the Kluwak clap. 3 minutes, 11 seconds left. Kara Whitehead with her second free throw. And that one goes up, and that's almost in. It's in and out. So Kluwak gets the rebound. Kehlani Stockton is going to push the ball up the floor. She finds number 3. She's putting one up off the front of the rim and no good. Jade with the rebound. Zoe with the ball to Hannah, to Jade, to Haley. Hannah's got the ball.
They are double pressuring here.
Oh,
and slips out of Jade's hand, and Kawat gets the ball there, and they are just throwing anything and anything up here, Kawat.
We need to take care of the ball. We get it to Zoe across half court. To Haley, to Hannah, who's open. She takes one off the front of the rim, in and out. Zoe's got the putback, and that's good. 2 minutes, 23 seconds left, 36-28. Skagway with the lead. Here comes Kawak. Jewel brings it across half court. And she pulls up, and she puts one up. That's a deep two. So 36-30, 2 minutes left. Zoe with the ball to Jade, to Hannah, who gets it across half court. She finds Jade at the elbow. Nice little move by Jade. Too strong, though. Oh, that should have been a foul. Oh. They were scrambling for the rebound, and a Kawak player comes running in and just over the back, and no call. 1 minute, 48 seconds left. Skagway with the lead, 36-30. Skagway's in the bonus. So if Kawak commits a foul, then we get a 1-1. Hopefully we can make good on our free throws.
And the Kawak crowd is so loud in here that the Kawak coach was trying to call a timeout, and the refs just couldn't hear her. They did just take a one-minute timeout, 36-30. Skagway has only scored 3 points in this quarter. Kawak has gone on a run, and they've scored 11.
So here we go, 1 minute, 48 seconds left. Skagway needs to be sure to take care of the ball, make sure they know who they're passing to. Here comes Kawak, bringing it across half court. Jewel's got the ball. And then number three pulls up for a three-pointer. No good. That's an air ball. Jade gets the rebound, and they call her for a travel.
Oh. That's a tough one.
1 minute, 35 seconds left. Kawak inbounding under their own basket. They're going to get it out to Kehlani Stockton, who gets it out to Jewel, who's going to pull up. That's a deep two-pointer. No good. It's knocked out of bounds. And then Kara recovers. Jade with the ball. Haley. The referees have called a timeout. Oh, Jewel's got an injury. Looks like she twisted an ankle. It's a bummer. You hate to see injuries, especially Kawak has already had two of their best players out for the season with knee injuries. So 1 minute, 24 seconds left, 36-30. Skagway still with the lead. Mm-hmm. Hannah gets it into Haley. Full court pressure by Kawak, and she gets it to Zoe, who gets it to Kara. Kara's wide open, and she puts it in, but that's an air ball. Kawak with the rebound.
Skagway wasn't even there.
Kawak's going to push the ball up the court. Haley playing good defense on number three. Number 12, she's going to launch one. No good.
We've got to get that rebound.
Another putback by Kawak, no good. Jade with the rebound. Haley with the ball to Hannah. 56 seconds left. Hannah with the ball. She's going to pull it out. That's okay. We've got a six-point lead. We can afford to run the clock a bit. She gets it to Jade.
Who should have been called
for
an over and back. But.
Travel call. I think that might have been on Kara. So 43 seconds left. 36-30. We just need to keep them from shooting three-pointers.
They're going to shoot from anywhere.
Tiona with the ball. She's going to shoot.
Being heavily guarded by Hannah and Haley.
Nice defense by Haley and Hannah. Number 12 puts one up, and that banks
it
in. So 36-32. Skagway still with the lead. No pressure by Kawak. Over to Haley, to Zoe. And I think we get it. I'm not sure if they're calling a foul or. Nope. The foul is on number 13 for Kawak. So that puts Zoe Wassman to the line for 1-1. Coach O'Daniel tried to get a timeout, but I think he's happy with that foul call. 17.8 seconds left. Skagway with just a 4-point lead. Zoe trying to make it 5 right here. She puts that ball up and in. That's an important free throw right there. So still just a two-possession ball game, 17.8 seconds left, 37-32. Zoe at the line trying to make it a six-point lead. And it's out,
in and out.
Kehlani Stockton with the rebound, Hannah guarding her. Still in the backcourt. She gets it to Kehlani. They're running a lot of clock, so that's great for us. And then Haley's called for the foul. But, you know, we only have three team fouls, so that's okay. 8 seconds left, 37-32. Skagway with a five-point lead. We still have three fouls to give. So we're in a pretty good position. We just need to play tight defense. They get Tiona. She's going to shoot. No good.
Air ball.
And then there's nobody from Skagway there for a rebound, so they get the rebound. No good. So we pulled that one out.
37-32. Nice work, Lady Panthers.
Yeah, final score, 37-32.